Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is a Saturday morning special, and it's brought to us by one of our friends, Olive. Hey, Olive, she sent us an awesome idea, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidsshortstories.org. Send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And it would mean the world to me for you to leave a 5-star review and to click follow. So do that right now. Click follow, and then are you ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! One day, Flash, the kitty, was going to the beach. This was going to be her first time going to the beach. Have you ever gone to the beach before? Yeah, beaches are so fun for people, but not many kitties go to the beach, right? Yeah, so I don't know how this is going to go, but Flash was really excited. She had been planning this trip for a very long time and had packed all of her things and, you know, some sand buckets for building sandcastles and little shovels and scoopers and everything that you need in sand. And even her favorite trucks. She had everything all ready for an amazing day at the beach. So she filled her bag up, she threw it over her shoulder, and got on her skateboard. Yeah, Flash was a skateboard riding kitty. Yep, she's pretty awesome. And it was going to be about 7 minutes to get to the beach. But Flash was ready. As she zoomed down the street, everyone that she passed couldn't believe what they saw. Is that a cat on a skateboard? Yep, Flash. There she goes. Zoom! As she was getting closer and closer to the beach, she just couldn't wait to roll around on the sand and jump over the waves and... Wait, what? Cats don't like water, right? I wonder if Flash knows that waves are water. She might not know that. All right, I'm here, Flash said. Oh, what a beautiful day. As she grabbed her bag and ran across the sand, she was so excited. She started digging a big hole to fill up her buckets to make sand castles and made this whole course for her trucks that they could zoom across. But then she had an idea that she would very soon regret. She said, oh, I really want to try jumping in those waves. They look so fun. But Flash could not swim. This was not a good plan. As Flash put on her kitty swimsuit, yeah, they make kitty swimsuits. I guess they make swimsuits for everything. As she put on her kitty swimsuit and her kitty water hat and her kitty goggles, she got ready. 1, 2, 3. And she jumped right into a ginormous wave and screamed, ah! This is terrible! What in the world is this? That was the moment that Flash the kitty learned that waves are made of water and cats don't like water. She ran out of the waves as fast as you can imagine a kitty named Flash would go. And so she quickly dried off in her towel, and then all of a sudden came a big crash. What was that? As she looked around, she didn't see anything. And then another one. Crash! And then it started to rain. Oh no! I really don't like rain, because rain is made of water. Right? Is rain made of water? Oh, it is water. You're right. I gotta get out of here, Flash said as she grabbed all of her toys. Then she kept dropping them because she was going so fast and trying to get them in her bag. And she ran as fast as she could. She saw a bunch of trees by the edge of the beach. And she ran over to those trees to hide, to get out of the rain. You see, she was not alone. There were other animals. One in particular that was hiding from the rain. And Flash made a new friend.
What are you?
You're the biggest cat I've ever seen. Flash looked up with her mouth hanging open. And you know who this was? This was Cherry the Cheetah.
Oh, hi. My name's Cherry. What's yours?
Hi, I'm Flash. You're a very big cat. Wow.
Yeah, well, I'm a cheetah. I'm pretty fast. But you're right, I'm a cat just like you.
Wow, is that real? Look at all those spots on you. Are you wearing a jacket or is that really your fur?
You're funny, Flash. Yeah, this is my real fur. You see, cheetahs, we have really cool spots and lines and patterns, so it's really hard for creatures to see us as we're about to pounce on them. But don't worry, I'm not going to pounce on you.
Oh, good, Flash said.
Flash was a little worried that this cheetah was going to pounce on her.
Okay, well, what do you do during the rain? This is my first time at the beach, and the first time at the beach, it rained, and so I'm not really sure what to do.
Oh, well, what I like to do is, while it's raining, I like to play in the forest, and there's a cave over here that there's a legend of treasure that sometimes I like to go look around for the treasure in the cave.
There's a treasure cave? Are you kidding me? That sounds awesome, Flash said. Can you show me?
Yeah, I can show you, Cherry said. But I've never found the treasure, so I don't know if it's real or not, but we can go check it out.
Flash and Cherry were new friends and raced off towards the cave. Flash couldn't wait to see what a treasure cave looked like. And as they walked inside, she couldn't believe her eyes.
Yeah, you see, Flash? You see this cave? It has all these markings and drawings on the cave walls, and it looks like a map. It looks kind of like a maze.
You're right, Flash said.
I'm really good at games, and this looks like a big game.
I don't think it's a game, Cherry said. No, this is definitely a game, and I gotta figure it out. All right, look at this. It looks like a map of the cave, and look, I think we're right there.
Yeah, Cherry said. Oh yeah, I've tried. I've gone down every single tunnel of this cave, and I've never found the X.
You see, on the map that was drawn on the wall of this cave, there was an X. And do you guys know what the X means?
Oh, good. I'm glad you knew that.
The X means that's where the treasure is. It was like a maze. It was like impossible to get there.
But Flash was really good at mazes and games and figuring things out.
So she started thinking and thinking and thinking. And all of a sudden she said, wait a second, follow me. And she took off running. Cherry the Cheetah was running closely behind Flash. They had to stay together. As they were running and running, Cherry said, Flash, I've already been down this way. It's not down here. No, wait, right here. Stop. What are we looking at? This is just a wall. Wait a second. I saw something on there that looked like a paw print. And I'm wondering if that paw print is on the wall. And I'm going to push it.
There's no paw prints on the wall. I've been in this cave a million times, Flash.
I don't know what you're talking about. Right there. Look. Flash had found it. There was a paw print on the wall. It was too high for Flash to reach. And so Cherry the Cheetah reached up and put her paw right on that paw print. And
it clicked. And it's opening. Look at that.
The door was opening. They had discovered a new tunnel in the cave.
Oh my gosh. Do you think this brings us closer to the treasure?
Flash said. Yeah, I've never seen this one before, Cherry said.
Let's check it out. So they started to walk down this tunnel, and Flash had memorized the entire map.
And OMG, look at that! Flash and Cherry had found the treasure. A treasure that, you know, we might not think is treasure. But this was a perfect treasure for two kitties. They had found a giant, humongous box full of catnip. And they started going silly bonkers. Woohoo! Do you know what catnip is? Catnip is really silly. It's this plant and a smell that makes kitties really, really goofy. And so Cherry and Flash spent the rest of the day rolling around in this treasure-filled catnip cave. The end.